and original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're on the air with LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends, and we're excited to be back on the air with you guys again tonight, every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Max, welcome!
Welcome you, 8 to 9 in LA and 11 to midnight, the last hour of a new day here in New York.
Yes.
Tamara, what a week. Oh, my God. I went to the Maria Papapetros, who is the psychic to the stars. I met her through our dear friend, in-house stylist and review, Wayne Scott Lucas. And I went to her amazing psychic meditation class, tuning into your psychic abilities.
Whoa.
And all of a sudden, I look to the left, and homegirl Vanessa Williams walks in. Let's discuss celebrity power. So a big shout-out to Maria Papapetros. She's in Greece right now. She's coming back on the show when she's back.
Wow.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing. You know Maria.
So what happened? I mean, are you psychic now?
We all are. That's what I've discovered. So it's amazing. But also, thank you all for tuning in tonight. You just heard CBS News. It's going to be after my show again tonight. CBS News is a new feature here at LA Talk Radio, so we're glad to have CBS aboard. But and then on top of that, I went to a fantastic event for one of my dear charities, Adopt a Dog. And Blue Star Jets, okay, it's the way to fly if you want to do the private route and save money. I met my new friends, Andrew and Max, of course, another Max, a Korean Max, so we became right away good friends.
Wow.
Great people. Andrew's the sales director, and if this is how cool they are, okay? Talk about recession being over. If you put $1 million on a Blue Star Jet debit card for the hours, you get to get – they give you a Bentley Continental GT.
No way.
Hello. So for more information, go to bluestarjets.com and fly privately. It's kind of chic. I know that they're saying the recession is over, but they've got other ways to fly that's incredible, Tamara, because if they've got a private plane, let's say going from New York to LA that someone's hired from LA, and it's an empty leg, you fly like at a discounted, unbelievable rate.
Whoa.
So they're good to have in your Rolodex.
Wow. Blue Star.
BlueStarJets.com.
Blue Star Jets. Wow. That's awesome. Is that how you flew?
Well, we can't talk about my flying on the air.
Oh, okay. Your arms get tired.
Yes, I fly. I'm heading south with the Canadian geese. But speaking of stars, you know, we're doing our YouTube star search, okay? And we've had them before, you and I. And also we have our MySpace. We're going to get into the whole era of Twitter and YouTube and MySpace. Because remember, we had Thomas Hibner on from Twitter. He was the Miley Cyrus find.
Okay.
So he had a fun time on the show. You were such a gracious host to have when we had him on. But anyway, so amazing, amazing. We've discovered someone else. Actually, Red One discovered him. He's the guy that writes for Lady Gaga and stuff. And we found him on YouTube. He's got a great song called Afraid of Me. And we're actually going to have it live on the show tonight. So stay tuned. We're going to have an amazing friend of ours here at Max and Friends, Coco Melvin, come on later in the show. And if we're lucky enough, Tamara, we're going to get our boy Wayne Scott Lucas to call in later with his American Music Award review.
Wow.
He has been known to say everything tonight about J-Lo busting her ass and falling and Whitney Houston getting fat. I mean, bless the man because he's got hope. Wayne, call in later on in the show because we want to hear your review. I'm getting so excited I can't speak. So you're where? You're like globetrotting this thing. Where are you?
I know. I'm in San Francisco. I'm ecstatic. And just yesterday and the day before, I taught my human sexuality class. We just got done doing our S&M panel. And it was incredible. My students came up. They all got spanked. They got flogged. I mean, it was wonderful. Some people left with some perms in their hair from the, you know, being electrocuted.
And
it
some welts on their ass, right?
Definite welts on their ass and their arms.
I am a Christian. This is a family show, Tamara.
I know.
Oh, big news. Oprah's leaving.
I can't believe that. Someone just told me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I had a wonderful lunch today with my chef, Francois. And he told me, you know what, she's always got something up her sleeve. So she's starting phase two of her life. But 25 years in TV is a long time. You know, she's going to own her own network, Oprah Winfrey Network. So I'm not worried about Oprah. You know what I mean? It's sad because she's really inspired a lot of people. But you know what? There's always someone new like me. But anyway, hello. I need a little show on ABC 4 o'clock time slot. You know what I'm talking
there
about?
There you go.
Anyway, so John DeGrazio is going to come on in just a moment, and we're going to find out why, you know, what are you all about, John? We want to know. Our listeners want to know. Your YouTube fans and your MySpace fans, they all want to know. So anyway, actually, Scott, who's a great friend of mine, was the one who introduced us to him on YouTube and said that, you know, you got to check him out. And we did. And producers were like, we got to bring him on. So without any further ado, Tamara, why don't you welcome John?
John, we are ecstatic to have you on this show here tonight. Come and join our inner circle. Pull up your mic and tell us about you.
What is going on, guys?
Hey, John. How you doing?
What's going on? I'm good. You?
We're doing really well. You know, you've had a buzz about you. I have a friend of mine who actually said, you got to hear this kid. You check him out. He's on MySpace and YouTube and everything else. And so we did. And then I sent your song to my producers, and they were like, you got to just get him on the show. So here we are. It's Sunday night here, and we're glad we have you on the show, man.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here. It's
now,
awesome.
I want to know, Tamara's going to ask you about the song, but I want to know, how did you even get into music?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was little, I've always been inspired by music. You know, music has always been my biggest thing. And, you know, every time I was in a bad mood or upset or something, inspired me, and that's how I found my way, through music.
Yeah. And how long have you been singing for?
I've been singing since I was young, and got into it more as I got older.
Yeah. Now, we got to know, because, you know, right away when I heard Afraid of Me, I thought of George Michael. Who's inspired you to write and to sing? Who's your
inspiration? Well, of course, George Michael has been one of my inspirations. But, you know, I've been inspired by anybody from Michael Jackson to Mariah Carey, you know, to Madonna, you know, so, yeah.
Cool. Tamara, what do you have any questions for John?
Yeah, John, what do you most want for the world?
I just want everybody to get along, you know?
Yeah.
All this war and, you know, all this craziness and this recession. And, you know, I just hope everything works out in the future.
So your hope for the world, too, is being able to kind of bridge that gap in some way, like what music has done for you. Your contribution is to give back in a way so that people feel inspired to unity.
That, yeah. Actually, and I think that when people are sad, and I think that especially at a time like now, I think that, you know, people turn to music, and that's something that people look forward to.
So yes.
I think that's where I want to step in and, you know, help people out with my music.
Absolutely. Now, you wrote a song called Afraid of Me, and that's the song that we were just like, oh my God, this song is so there's a lot of meaning behind it. It's a really, it sounds like a really personal song. Why don't you tell us what inspired you to write Afraid of Me?
Well, actually, it's written by myself and another singer-songwriter, Michelle DeAngelis. And at the time, I was going through a lot because a friend of mine had committed suicide, and it's basically about that. And it's a little personal, but at the time, you know, I felt I had to put my opinion out there, and that's basically what came out of the box.
Wow. You know, isn't it, it's something when we're cracked open to the core of our being, when something jolts us in a way where a close friend, you know, someone that we've known ends up being in so much pain that they do take their life. And, you know, the gifts that can be cracked open on the inside of you through intense pain like that can just be extraordinary. I mean, do you feel like his spirit is with you even as you were inspired with writing this song?
Definitely. And I mean, if you listen to the actual lyrics, you could actually hear, you know, what I was feeling at the moment. And it relates to that. You know, it tells you, you know, I'm not afraid to go on without you by my side and you know, carry you with me. You know, it just reflects itself, so.
Whoa, I just got goosebumps from all over my whole body when you said that.
Well,
I
that's mean, a good thing.
That really is. I mean, the goosebumps are like you're alive. And, you know, there's something that inspires us when you face death like that or it, with someone who's close to you. Man, it's like, how do I really want to live so that I'm just not just living a life of mediocrity, just getting by, you know, but how do I transcend this, you know?
Well, you know how I'm going to transcend this? I
bring
think
it
that
on.
We need to hear the song. So
bring
we got Ronan in the studio tonight. He's working our board. So Ronan, let's get John DeGrazio's song, Afraid of Me, on LA Talk Radio going. And everyone listen to the lyrics and let them resonate in your ears. Here we go, Afraid of Me by John DeGrazio.
Thank you.
You were just listening to John DeGrazio on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. What a great song, John. Tamara, what do you think?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I, again, just chills all over because the beauty and not afraid to be with you, but to carry him next to you. It just goes, it speaks to how much we don't really know each other because we're not willing to ask those courageous questions, you know, until we're faced with something like that. You just don't know the pain that someone else is carrying. And so to just encourage our listeners, you know, just go deep. Ask, hey, how you doing today? Is anything coming up? I'm here for you. And to be
Absolutely.
Able to open ourselves
Absolutely.
Up. Oh.
No, you got that right. John, now, John, you got a great voice, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, now you've got other genres of music. This was the ballad that we just all were like, this song is so amazing. But you're really known for your pop music, your sexy funkiness, and doing your thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So why don't you tell our listeners? Say again?
Yeah, well, I'm a performer also, so it's...
You are a performer. You get your dance on.
Yeah.
Now, where can people find you on MySpace?
You can go onto myspace.com/JohnDeGrazioMusic.
So John DeGrazio. Jackie, get ready to kill me because I'm going to spell it. JohnDeGrazio Music on MySpace. Definitely hit him up. Check him out. What's next for you, John?
Sorry?
What's next for you?
Basically, right now, I'm working on my album. I'm working with Red One. And I'm busy doing that. And that's about it. So hopefully soon you'll hear more from me.
Signed or unsigned?
Signed.
All right. And now you're looking to be signed, right?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Well, listen, I know that we got a bunch of people always listen to LA Talk Radio. We got our connections here. So if you're listening, you want information, guys, hit me up, max@maxtucci.com. Also, find me on Twitter or Facebook. And if you want to go on Facebook, John has a page there, too, a fan page. It's on my Facebook page. It's going to be on Tamara's Facebook
Twitter.
Page.
I'm on Twitter, too.
Mm-hmm. You're on Twitter, too. Tamara, are you on Twitter yet?
You know what, honey?
Yes.
I am.
I don't know my password.
Honey, I'm still in that same boat.
I got your number, baby.
See, you. Now I'm not going to commit suicide.
But so, John, definitely thanks so much. We really appreciate having you on the show tonight.
Thank
and
you
we're going to have you back
me.
On in the future.
Your pleasure.
And
absolutely.
John,
thank you very much.
Thank you so much for reminding us of what's really important and really connecting and reaching out to those people. Because you just don't know what kind of pain some people are in.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, take care, guys.
Bless you.
We're going to have you back on very soon. All right, John, be inspired and stay focused doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, take care.
All right, good night. We have Papetros in Greece. We love you. Have a wonderful trip. John, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. He's off the everyone now. He's leaving the studio. So we want to thank him for dropping by, Max and Friends, here on LA Talk Radio. But here we go. So Tamara.
Yes, darling.
Wasn't that a great song?
That was, you know, seriously, that was good. It just, yeah.
I mean, you know, see, now, you know, we've got great shows. Maria predicted we're going to have great shows coming up. And I promise you all, we do. We have Eddie Ross, who works with Martha Stewart. He's got his own thing going on, eddieross.com. He's coming on really soon to tell us how to decorate our house for the holidays. How cool is that? Plus, we've got our favorite, my favorite list. And this year, we're going to have Tamara's favorite list.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give you some great shopping tips coming up on the next couple of shows. So always stay tuned on Sunday nights to Max and Friends.
Yes,
on radio, London, Paris, New York, LA. But it's all fun. All fun. So I've got another guest on. We've got Coco Melvin in the house. That's right. You've heard her name before because I've been on her show. She's got a radio show. And Coco's going to call us right back in just 1 second. Because I saw that the call dropped. That's how technology?
Technology, yes. It's so advanced, but it's lost in a heartbeat.
That's right. Coco, call back in. We want you on the show. So she'll call in and we'll have her on the show. All right, we got Coco back on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Welcome, Coco Melvin.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Max. How are you?
Now, you're an author, you're an entrepreneur, you're a radio host, you're an inspirational speaker. Oh my God, the list goes on. Why don't you tell us more about you?
Gee, it's not a boring moment, right?
Never a dull moment.
Mm-mm. Oh wow! Well, I am all those things, Max, and I enjoy what I do. It's, you know, once you find out what your calling is in life, you just have to go at it full force and just make it all happen. Fortunately, when I realized what I was supposed to do, and I had my divine intervention, and I just went after it. And so, yeah, that's my gift.
You know, Coco,
that's my
gift. Great quote. What you're looking for is looking for you. And the things that you're looking for, they are looking for you, and you two have found each other, because the electricity that I see with you as a person in growth is unbelievable. I've been watching you for a while now. We met, oddly enough, of all places, in a store called Domain, and Coco and I hit it off amazingly. But nonetheless, yes, that was the past. We're dealing with the now. Coco, where can people find your radio show?
Oh, they can find it at blogtalkradio.com/newbeginnings.
Tamra.
www.blogtalkradio.com/newbeginnings.
New beginnings, Tamra. That's what you like, Tamra.
I do.
I love this. Oh my gosh, new beginnings. So, Coco, what is your passion?
My passion is inspiring, uplifting, encouraging, and teaching people how to find their happiness in life. Mm. So I am like the ambassador of happiness.
Wow. How perfect is that? Right after John has his song where someone, you know, never found their happiness, sing about it. And then look how you step into the scene. It's like, hey, there is another path. There's another solution. And to tap into your passion is, you know, what this.
How amazing is it, though, to be able to say, you know what? All right, this is the idea I have, and now I'm going to write about it. I'm going to produce it. I'm going to get everything together, and then I'm going to sing it. I think that's phenomenal. And to have a voice like Fonda's is incredible. But Coco, how great was that song?
Oh, my goodness. He sounds like he's been out there for a while doing his thing.
23 years old. We discovered him on YouTube. My friend Scott Hinson, who was a fantastic friend of mine, we had him on. He's my friend who came out on Facebook. So that was a huge story. It was amazing. He's an awesome guy. And he found him. I was like, you guys got to listen to him. He's amazing. So we found him, and we're like 23 years old. We got to have him on the show.
Oh, wow. My God. Your show is fabulous. You guys are just great. You get everybody on your show. I just love it. I just love tuning in.
Oh, Max is incredible.
Well, and I'm going to say the only reason why Max is incredible is because he surrounds himself with incredible people.
That's right. That's right. Booker T. Washington's, one of his quotes is, success leaves footprints. So, you know, you want to surround yourself with people who are successful, and you want to follow their paths, and you want to be around them because you want to surround yourself with like-minded individuals. So I'm with you on that.
Speaking of, I got to interrupt real quick. I got to say hi to Paisley Dalton, speaking of successful people, and Vanessa Noel. We had a great party with her. And we had a great friend of ours, Shaquita, stop by. Monday night, Shaquita has a new show in New York City, The Shaquita Show at Bartini. Monday nights at 10 o'clock. It is a show not to miss. We're going tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun. But Coco, why don't you tell us about your books that you have coming out? The holidays are here. What nothing better to buy someone than a book?
Oh, that's so, I tell you, reading is the most important thing.
Fundamental.
It's a fabulous thing. Well, my book, I have a couple of books out, Max, but one of the books I'm advertising right now, it's called New Beginnings, Realize, Release, and Recover. Talking about new beginnings, it's a compilation of my real-life stories that I share, of obstacles that I had to overcome in my life and trials and tribulations. And once I began to tell my story, my life story, and because we all have stories to tell, and some of us aren't able to go forward in our lives because we're holding on to our stories and we're afraid to release them so that we can recover all that's in store for us. So by sharing my story and talking about my pain and the obstacles that I had to overcome, and then releasing my story to the world, I also was able to tap into my gifts and talents and share them with other people. So I came up with a three-step process called the three R's, which is realize what your story is in life and what's holding you back from going forward. And to realize that everyone has a story, you are not alone, and some of us share the same stories in life.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And you know, Coco, what's great is you actually had me on your radio show, and I shared some of my story, and we had a great time with that interview.
Oh, did we? Oh, yes, that's right, Max. You were on my show, and I tell you, you were the largest. I had such a large turnout when you came onto the show. You lit up the boards and everything. So you're just that type of person, I tell you. From the first moment I met you, I just said, you know, this. You were just so inspiring, and you're hot. That's all. Mm-hmm. What can I say?
Well, when you're hot, keep going, right?
Amen.
When you're hot, right?
Yes.
Speaking of hot, there's nothing hotter, I think, than buying a book for someone.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Now, Coco Melvin, you're found on Facebook. Tell everyone, do you have your own website, too?
I have my own website. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on MySpace. I mean, they can find me out there if they're looking for me. They can just Google my name, you know, Corrine Coco Melvin, and I come up.
Corrine, everyone, Corrine Coco Melvin, dial that in your Google search, because you know what? We're going to have a fun time. But you know what, Coco? We're going to have to wrap this up, because we're getting our good buddy Wayne, hopefully, calling in. And he's going to give us an update of the American Music Awards. So, Coco, thank
fantastic.
You so much for calling in tonight. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have you on the show again in the real near future.
Bless you,
so
Coco. I appreciate you.
Thank you, sweetie. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to now move along, because that's what tonight is about. Yeah,
bring
Wayne,
it on.
Get your ass to call in this damn show, because, boy, we need you up on here talking about the American Music Awards. Wayne Scott Lucas, y'all know him because we had him on the show before, and what a turnout did we have. Speaking about boards lighting up, we had so many listeners and callers when Wayne was on talking about fall trends.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Tamara,
wow.
You weren't here
tonight. I wasn't.
Let me tell girl, what did you miss?
Bring it on.
Hopefully, Wayne will call in.
Mm-hmm.
But Wayne just was on. He's on, you know, Shop NBC. He's got a collection, too. So he's been traveling around, flying around, doing his thing, selling his stuff. I tried to call in so many times. I thought that we had, technical difficulties here with our phone lines, but... Shop NBC. Oh my God, forget it. I couldn't get through. But anyway, Wayne, call in 323-203-0815. That's the number here for LA Talk Radio. We want everyone to call in. If you want to talk to us, we're here for you. But John, what a great song, no?
Wow.
That's
awesome. It was awesome. Coco's amazing too, boy. You know, the more people we talk to, Max, I mean, the more we realize that we're all alike. You know, we come from different diverse backgrounds, but it's all about overcoming. It's all about triumphing from tragedy. And I'm so grateful that, you know, just the more guests that we have, the more people we experience, the more people don't feel alone when they come into our circle. And I love that about you, Max, and how you do gravitate those people that said, you know what, I'm going to live and I'm going to do it full out.
Yeah.
And
Well, you know
awesome.
What? Let's talk about Wayne, because Wayne,
don't
we got
don't be shouting out to me, bitch. Don't be shouting out to me. I'm not playing this.
All right, Wayne.
Don't be promoting me on the line. Can I tell you something? I just saw the biggest pile of shit on TV I've seen in my whole life.
Oh, bring it on.
And I'm not I'm not just talking about Whitney Houston. Holla!
All right, everyone, you know the American Music Awards were tonight. We've got no one else better than to call on except for Wayne Scott Lucas, who's going to give us the AMAs in review. Let's get it going.
Can I tell you something? Did you guys get, you can't believe it. Did you guys see J-Lo fall?
No.
J-Lo was doing her big comeback performance, right? She comes out in these really bad pair of baggy shorts, gives her thighs like with this HDTV. She's got the thighs like the Grand Canyon, okay?
Okay.
She comes out with the big fat thighs and the flat shoes, right? She dances all around the stage. She climbs up these guys' back, and as she jumps up the guy's back, she slips and falls, and she hits her back on the stage, lands flat on her ass.
Oh, good thing she's got some padding.
You know Mark Anthony's going to beat her ass for not performing well when she gets home.
You know that.
You know when she gets home, Mark Anthony's going to say, bitch, you got to pay the bills. You got to make the money. You can't be falling off sweaty guys' backs.
Because, wow, you know, that's what he wants to be doing.
Yeah.
Oh, honey. You want to know something? And I mean, every performance tonight, I'm telling you, Adam Lambert at the end of the show, he did this performance where he was sticking his dancers' heads in his crotch, these male dancers simulating blowjobs. It was so despicably disgusting. It set back gay people 20 years.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe they liked it.
No, it was stupid. Everybody on Facebook is saying it was disgusting. Everybody is saying it was dumb. It wasn't even sexual. It was just it was almost like the old Britney Madonna things they used to do. But I'm telling you, then out stumbles Whitney from her crack-induced, you know, stupor. Mm. She stumbles out onto the stage, pouring with sweat like a heifer. And I'm looking at her going, is she pregnant again? I mean, the stomach on the dress was so huge.
Oh, my.
Then she starts next. She starts to sing, and all that comes out are these flat notes and these sharp notes, and then she starts to profusely sweat.
Wow.
And as she's sweating, the audience never sits down. They're raving about this woman, and I'm thinking to myself, are they kidding me? Like, people keep saying people love a comeback story. Listen, I never did drugs. I've been clean for 44 years. Why didn't someone give me a standing ovation?
We're giving you one now.
There
Was
you
there
go.
Anything good about the AMAs?
The AMAs, I'm telling you, let me tell you something
Janet
else.
Jackson, I mean, how was Janet?
I dressed Janet for 16 years, and Janet's been a friend, but I'm going to tell you something, Janet, if you're in earshot of this, I'm going to say it clearly. Fire your stylist, fire your choreographer, and you know what? Nobody else lip-synced like that tonight. It was so bad, and she opened the show, and it's like the saddest part for me is for Janet to be getting so much attention now that Michael passed away, it just kills me because she didn't talk to Michael for years.
Mm.
Yeah,
I don't understand what the hype is, and now all of a sudden her last album was a disaster. The one before that was a disaster. I love the woman, but you know what? I don't know who's dressing her and who she's listening to, but it's getting very messy. It was a messy show all around.
Now you and Janet are really close. Wasn't there something that you know a little bit about with the little titty falling out at the Super Bowl?
That was me. Hello. It was the most functioning wardrobe in the history of wardrobes, but we're not allowed to talk about it. Thank you very much. I'm taking a bow.
Okay.
Thank you
so
very much.
You were responsible for that.
Well, I wouldn't say I was responsible. I was hired to do a job, and I did a very good job. Hello.
That's why we love Wayne Scott Lucas. But was there anything good about the AMAs, Wayne?
Let's see. I mean, the thing is this. I look at it this way. I remember the days when I was backstage, and Madonna and Mariah and Janet and Whitney all had voices, and they were all fighting to be the top dog, and it was really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine 5 and 7 awards to Taylor Swift? Where the hell did she blow in from?
Kansas.
Where'd that scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz come popping by, singing a country song and calling it a day? I mean, the show really was an empty, empty show. And, I mean, Lady Gaga was interesting only because she's interesting. All she wore was
Hold on,
a Band-Aid.
Let's talk about music and let's talk about historical facts. Lady Gaga is only doing what Grace Jones has already done. Can we talk?
Well, not even Grace Jones. She's doing a Grace Jones / David Bowie.
Okay, but we agree on
you
that,
know,
don't.
And she's not doing it great, but at least she's the only one trying to do something to make something happen. And the fact that Beyonce didn't show up tonight, it's very important for people to notice, because I used to work with Janet during, I've been at probably 13 AMAs, and you know what? You usually know when you're going to win. Because it's voted on by the fans. So the fact that people weren't showing up, that means that they're not respecting the award shows anymore.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, these women, they you know, the thing is, for Adam Lambert to have children watching the show, and I'm happy to say shocking stuff, but to have guys' crotches shoved in his face, to make out with a guy on stage, what was he trying to do? There was nothing about it that was forward or exciting or even provocative. It was just stupid.
What would you have done differently with these AMAs, Wayne?
You know, the thing is, you have to make, there should have been more control about the performances, and this whole comeback thing. I just, and I know your sex therapist is there, but I really feel strongly about, you know what, why are we, the audience gave a standing ovation to Whitney. So she put the crack pipe down in Alpine, New Jersey. She got on a plane. She flew to L.A. She put on a really bad Marc Bauer dress. She looked heavy. She missed notes. She was sharp and she was flat, and then we gave her a standing ovation. And then they said, everybody loves a comeback. So then every single person on the AMA stage should go to a rehab and then come back, and we'll give them a standing ovation.
Tamara, as a psychologist, what do you think of that?
Well, first of all, for sure, if I was missing notes, I'd be profusely sweating too. So,
hello.
bless her heart. You know, I think because Whitney is just such a legend, you know, it wouldn't basically, if she showed up with a potato sack over her head, I mean, I think we'd give her a standing ovation just because of her previous accomplishments. But you're right. I think that, you know, we need to authentically praise people for their contribution. If she's past her point of contributing, I mean, we can honor and respect and love what she has done. And if her time is over, it's over.
I think you're right. I think the mix is that people are trying to mix in the comeback story with the trying to make it like it's that they're trying to praise Whitney for being this comeback king. You can't do it. The time is done. We can give awards. But you know what? If you're going to show up, sing. If you're going to show up on Oprah, don't lie. Because many of us that were there backstage with her when she was using, when she was abusive, when she talked down to people, don't lie about what the past was like. You know, many of us that knew Robin Crawford, her girlfriend, I mean, allegedly the girlfriend that she was with that she married Bobby so that Bobby could be her beard. I mean, give me a break.
And Bobby's now coming back with his new book about that.
Well, he should, because you know what? Robin Crawford was the support system of Whitney Houston's life. She took care of her, she respected her, and she loved her. For people to wipe her under the carpet like she was nothing to make the lesbian go away, that's not cool. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I kind of sometimes feel, I hate the word karma, but I sometimes feel that this is Whitney's karma. It's like she didn't, you know, as a therapist, a psychologist, she didn't face who she was. Mm-hmm. She hid it from the public. With counsel from very famous music professionals, and how it hit her back in the face was, the truth is here. She's got to face, and part of your addiction, part of your recovery is facing the truth.
Well, and the camera doesn't lie, you know? The camera never lies.
Neither does the crack pipe.
Right. And so what's been going on is in some way going to leak out and be revealed.
Thank you.
It just will.
And if someone always says, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and if we're conscious, if we're awake, if we're, like,
thank
listening,
you.
It's going to be very apparent and obvious. If we're asleep, we're just going to go, standing ovation.
Well, we've got someone calling right now. So, caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Katie. I'm calling from Connecticut. How are you, Max?
Hey, Katie, how are you? What's going on?
Thank you. I'm calling in because I'd love to. It's my boyfriend's birthday, and I really would love to dedicate a song to him today.
And who's your boyfriend, Katie?
My boyfriend's Pino.
All right, well, we're going to get a song out
maybe
to Pino.
Maybe we can get Whitney to sing something off-key for him.
You're online right now with the famous Tamara Bowman and the ultra-famous Wayne Scott Lucas, Katie.
Oh, hi, Tamara. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey,
so
Katie, by chance, did you see the AMAs tonight?
You know what? I didn't get a chance to, but I've been listening to you guys, so I have the whole 411.
But doesn't that say something about that? We used to all stop our lives to watch these award shows. Now nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's like tomorrow, and it's all good.
But so we're going to wish Pino a happy birthday, and I'm going to get a song out to him, time permitting. I've got a great song by our dear friend Sharon Agati, Lead Me to the Water. So if we got a minute or two, Katie, I'm definitely going to get that on the air for you, all right?
Oh, thank you so much.
Happy birthday, Pino.
Happy birthday to Pino.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
Good night.
So let me tell you.
I got callers calling in. See, Wayne, we don't even need to watch awards.
Let me tell you.
What? All we need is your review.
When you saw J-Lo fall on her ass, you're not going to believe when you see the film later. It's on YouTube already.
Now, what about, you remember when Beyonce fell and then they took it off right away?
If J-Lo has the power, she'll try to shift us. But now with Facebook and Twitter, it's even worse than it was with Beyonce's time, because J-Lo fell flat on her ass on this television show, and it was so huge how bad she fell. She fell off a guy's back and landed on her tailbone. And being a horseback rider, Max, you know what that feels like? I just watched it, and then she danced it off. But you know what? You know that Mark Anthony's going to beat the shit out of her. Holla.
And then
Max,
you have him on the show.
Kiss, you bitch.
And then Tamara will counsel him.
There you go.
I've had 18 years of therapy with this mouth. Oh, my God.
And we love this mouth. Now, let me tell you, Wayne, speaking of flying off people's backs, Wayne just flew from a plane. Where were you? You were doing your thing for ShopNBC.
I was at Minneapolis. I sold my clothes on Thursday and Friday on ShopNBC. And
you sold out.
we had huge sellouts. A couple pieces were gone, and you know, they don't have a big call-in center. They don't have a big viewership, but it was an amazing time of just having a lot of fun. Suzanne Summers flew in, come and knock on my door. She flew in right after me, and another designer was there right before me, and it was just a really fun time. I have a lot of the stuff is on shopnbc.com, and you can get it. Type in Lucas Style, but you know what? It was a blast. I love women every size they are. Like with what Whitney's going through, I could have dressed her tonight the way that I used to dress her to make her look great any size she is, loving her body.
But because Wayne loves everybody and everybody.
I love everybody and then everybody in quotes because I want women to believe in themselves the way they are. So if we joke on the show like this, the truth of the matter is, if you're going to be a celebrity, if you're going to be a janitor or a Whitney, I told them, I'm not going to say which one I told, but I said, why don't you go out when you're heavy and tell people the truth? Why don't you tell them how it feels? Why don't you empower women and say, I'm 5'1", I'm a size 28, and ladies, I can still sing, and this is what I'm struggling with. I said, you would get so much love. Right?
Yes.
That's Aretha.
Oh, my God. And Aretha Franklin. I got a good Aretha Franklin story. You ready?
Go.
Mm-hmm.
When you shoot with Aretha Franklin, she has a bucket of barbecued, greasy barbecue chicken wings, and she hides the chicken wing behind her back, and this is not racist, it's the truth, and then in between shots, she takes a bite of the chicken wing. And then she hides the chicken wing behind her back again, smiles, takes the picture, and then takes a bite of the chicken wing.
That sounds like my kind of girl, because I do the same thing, Wayne.
That's how she keeps going. Yeah, but now when you're in a couture gown, you're not taking a bite of the chicken wing and then picking your teeth between shots.
That's all right, as long as you don't have to return that gown with them stains all over it. You know what I'm talking about?
Talk about Divas Live. But I'm going to tell you, when any of your viewers get a chance to see the AMAs, all the guys on Facebook were trying to say that Whitney had this great comeback, and then all the people that I know in the music business were saying that was a total train wreck. You know, that was a total train wreck. And then what Lady Gaga did was just messy and goofy, and then what Adam Lambert did was just totally embarrassing. So, like, across the board, I mean, the Black Eyed Peas, it was interesting, but then everything got boring after that. The industry isn't what it was.
Speaking of the industry, you heard Michael Jackson's glove sold for $350,000 at auction.
But you know what no one's understanding? He had, like, 50,000 of those gloves.
Only a stylist would know that.
Yeah, I hate to tell this guy, that glove you just paid $250,000 for, it wasn't one of a kind. There's 50,000 more in a vault.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I was embarrassed for Janet because I love Janet, but you know what? We haven't talked in a while now, and I just really feel like, all of a sudden, because this happened, people are going to give her this comeback and she's going to open every award show? I mean, come on. I mean, she's more authentic than that. She should know better. She should say no. She should say, you know what, I can't come to the show. I don't want to do this right now. But I don't know. It feels uncomfortable to me, and I don't really quite know why, but I think I know why.
Why? Yeah.
I just feel like, I mean, I'm not going to tell too much, but I don't really know how much contact the family had with him for the past 7 years. And that's like a big explosion, what I just said. So, come on. It doesn't all of a sudden matter. I mean, I was so devastated when it happened for her, and I was devastated for the family. But the riding on what's happening is bothering me only because without a judgment, the connection wasn't worth the amount of this publicity at this point. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Like, I would be so respectful to let it go and just kind of breathe and maybe everybody not do a new reality show and not do another tour and not do another because when the music business says, okay, this is the perfect time to jump and make this happen, that makes my stomach hurt.
Well, speaking of tours and stuff, where are you going next, Wayne?
I'm going to, let's see, I come back here, I just did an infomercial for a belt called Tassel Me on TasselMe.com. And that infomercial is going to start running the third or fourth week of November, right after Thanksgiving. You'll see me and Kelly Rapace on an infomercial. And then after that, I'm not going to do any celebrity tours. I'm going to hide from the celebrities for about a year. I did a Justin Timberlake tour a while back. I did all of Tina Turner for the past 6 years. I'm just tired now. You know what I mean? I don't need to get back. I got a call from Mariah's camp. I got a call from another celebrity. I thought, I don't want to get involved with a celebrity again. Because you know what? You hear how I talk now. I'm not interested in playing let's make believe that everything's okay to put $10,000 in our pocket. I just want to live authentic. I want to be true about what's going on. And I want to. And the truth at the end of the day is I like being kind and spreading the love, but you know what? I'm not going to play make believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we want you as a permanent friend here, where we can always call on you.
I love both of you. I talk too much, but we got that. That was only 10 minutes. We said all that stuff. Oh my god!
That's all we need, Wayne.
I'm telling you.
At the end of the day, you guys, with what you're doing and what we do, it's about spreading the love, being mm-hmm. authentic. And you know what? If someone tells you, "Hey, you shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have said that," you own it. You apologize. You move on.
You know what, Wayne? You taught me that.
Mm.
Well, Max, living in this fantasy, the celebrity fantasy, and all those kids out there that want to either be stars or work for the stars, it is a messy, set-up, celebrity-driven fantasy machine. Most of the people that manage you don't care about you. Most of the people that say they care about you just want to manage you. So you're being worked by everybody. And I was lucky enough to get out at the right point, because I went from rags to riches, riches to rags, back to riches, back to rags. I've ridden the roller coaster, and you know what? It sucks. The best mm-hmm. of times are the best of times, and the worst of times are the worst, and nobody cares about you in between unless you get your shit cleaned up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So and then they give you an award for comeback.
Say it again?
And then
yeah,
they give you an award for comeback.
Yeah, then you get a comeback award, and everybody, they gave her a standing ovation. They stood during the whole song. I remember when we did her for the national anthem, she sang the national anthem, and the whole thing was lip sync. And the audience thought it was the best performance of her life, and I'm like, hello, she was there, I was there, she was sweating, she lip synced, hello, you don't mm-hmm. lip sync the national anthem.
Well, you know what? We're going to lip sync. We're going to give you a standing ovation for being true and honest to yourself and to all of our listeners out there. They appreciate you. We appreciate you, Wayne. And you know what? We've got a show coming up for the holidays of our favorite things, and we hope we get your list.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a list. How was Maria, you guys? Did you enjoy Maria?
Oh, my God. Tamara? Oh.
Was she
Tamara,
spot on
she
or
special?
What? She's amazing. I mean,
Tamara,
that woman, she's got a gift.
Tamara, she does a psychic meditation. You go to her and you get a reading, and then mm-hmm. she'll lay you down on the couch and she'll give you a psychic meditation of affirmations that you need for the next coming year.
We had some of them on the show. She gave us her CD. You know, she did the CD with Vanessa Williams. So that's coming out, and it's amazing.
Well, I love that.
I went to her workshop. It was phenomenal.
I get private meditations from her, and I play them every night. And I'm telling you, Tamara, she actually goes parallel to exactly where my therapist is with me at the same time.
Wow.
So my therapist is saying one thing, and Maria is saying the same thing. And by doing her meditation and seeing my therapist, we combine this powerful energy that moves me forward. I can figure out that I'm an ass alone, but with Maria's help and with my therapist's help, I can really see clearly how to see the worst parts of my behavior, see the best parts of my behavior, and try to put them together to start to become a better human being.
I love that.
Those women are life-changing. They really are life-changing.
Hmm.
And so are you. Wayne, we've got to wrap this up pretty soon, so thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, thank you, Wayne.
We love you.
Love you.
I hope you guys watch the AMAs.
I'm just going to watch the highlights. I mean, come on.
Okay, highlight. J-Lo slip, Gaga's vagina, Adam Lambert's penis, and Whitney Houston's frog in her throat. Bye.
Bye, Wayne.
Bye, Wayne.
Oh, and I think Whitney may be 4 months pregnant, or it could just be the bad dress. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. And Tamara, don't we love him?
Oh, man. What a hoot. I love his authenticity. He's just, out there.
It's legit.
Yeah.
You know what? You got to be out there to be real. But you know what, Tamara? What's your quote of the week? Because we got to wrap this show up in a minute.
You know what? I love repeating you, Max. What you're looking for is looking for you. I love that.
And mine is from a great, 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 great song. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's people stop fighting, angels are crying. Enough of this fighting. Let's be real, like Wayne says. You know what I mean? And the only way I love his authenticity. The guy is off the hook, amazing, fun guy. So we're going to have him back on the show for sure in the future. We want him to come on. You know what I mean?
Him.
And shopnbc.com, you're going to find Wayne's clothes. So definitely check that out because it will be one of your favorite things. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Yes, Wayne, we loved you. And we got to say happy birthday to Pino. Do we have like a minute? Are we good for a second? Tamara, anything else you want to plug real quick?
No, let's bring on that last song.
We're going to bring that song on. Tomorrow night in New York is the Shaquita Show at Bartini. Don't miss it. There's a lot of things coming up here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio with my co-host Tamara Bowman. We look forward to having you join us every Sunday night at 8 o'clock LA time to 11 o'clock New York time. I'm an hour back in my head, Tamara, but I love you.
I love you.
And we've got Eddie Ross coming up next weekend to talk about how to decorate your house. Ronan, you can play the music. Get up the song by Sharon Agassiz. We've got Lead Me to the Water. I'm going to talk over for just a minute. Then we're going to let the song take you guys into a new day. Stay tuned to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Eddie Ross.
Bye, everybody.
Have a great night. Next week, learn how to decorate your house the right way. EddieRoss.com. Go to MaxFuture.com. Here we go. Got to go. Play the song. Love, guys.
Night.
Bye, Deborah. Good night.
Bye,
Sharon Agassiz on LA Talk Radio.
Every leaf that leaves a tree hypnotically reminds me so. I tell you why I need a second chance. Teach me to learn. I'm afraid to learn. I can dance, but I can't turn.
To the Max, only on LA Talk Radio.